I'm talking now with Chaney Dallaire, who's here from Burbank Housing, to tell us about a new project they have upcoming, which has been in the pipeline for a while and may actually burst out of the pipe later this year. Tell us about it.
We will be developing Catalina Townhomes. It's a 60-home subdivision in Santa Rosa, and we will be building it through our mutual self-help housing program, where the buyers, instead of having a down payment, they actually build the homes, and they use their sweat equity instead of a cash down.
How much does that save somebody in building a house when they do it with their labor instead of their money?
Well, we factor in a lot of people who have no skills and those who do, and basically it's an equalizer, so everyone is given a $20,000 credit against the purchase price.
Now, this is a fairly big project, isn't it, at least by your standards?
It is. It's 60 homes. Traditionally, for this type of self-help housing, the most we would do is 30, 35. Nearby, where we're building Catalina, we did build Bellevue Ranch, which was 54 homes.
So let's clarify for folks just where this new project is going to be.
This project is off of Dutton Meadow, just a little bit south of Hearn Avenue.
That's a neighborhood that's going through some changes.
It is. There's a lot of new development going in there. It's a growth area for the city of Santa Rosa, new things coming in and improvements going into the neighborhood.
How do you find the people who are going to participate and wind up living there?
Well, we do a lot of different things. We actually have a waiting list of people who've been interested over the years, and so we work with that list and send them out information. We've been targeting locally owned businesses because we think it's a great fit for a lot of workers who maybe are renting or they may be commuting from farther away, and to have the stability of their own home, we think it's actually a good thing with local businesses to try to match up. So there's a whole variety of marketing types of approaches we take.
And these are all single-family homes?
These are single-family, but they are in a townhome style, so they have a one-inch airspace. They're a very urban design.
Why the name? How did you come up with the name?
Well, Burbank Housing had purchased 12 acres out there, and we divided it into three different projects. So we actually have two rental communities out there and then this third one. And initially, they were going to have three names. One was Amorosa. The second one was going to be called Bossa, like Bossa Nova. And the third one, we all thought, well, it should be A, B, and C. So we came up with Catalina. That's how we came up with the name.
Did this project get hung up because of financial considerations and the housing downturn and all of that? Has it been poised and ready to go for a while and just now the time is right to proceed?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. It's fully mapped and approved by the Planning Commission and the Council, but it was stalled because of the downturn in the market, combined with needing to get more financing for the project.
So groundbreaking is slated for this summer, and we'll hear about that when it happens.
Yes, indeed.
Chaney Dallaire, thanks very much for coming in and talking to us today on The Exchange.